It's warming up. It's nice out there. It is 8:34, 20 degrees. And we have experienced Marshalltown. Want to welcome in Val Ruff, our Convention and Visitors Bureau Director.
Good morning, Kyle.
How are you?
Doing good.
Good.
It's nice to have it a little bit warmer outside, even though it's still cold, but we'll take it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So today on Experience Marshalltown, our featured guest is Sarah Rosenblum, and Sarah's joined us today, and we're going to talk about the Marshalltown Public Library and all the amenities that go with the library. And so we got a lot of great information to share with you today, so I want to welcome you in this morning, Sarah. Thanks for being on with me.
Oh, well, thank you for having me, Val. It's my pleasure.
Great. I'm glad you're here. So I want to make sure that we share with the listeners, you and I were talking before we came in the studio. I think that sometimes we forget how long we've had this library. It still feels new.
You know, I hear that a lot from people. Oh, the new library. Actually, this is our 10th anniversary year, I'd like to say, in December, which I know is 11 months away. The library will turn 10 years old on December 22nd.
Turning 10.
The funny thing is that we recently, just the other day, I was going through a bag of donations, and we get wonderful donations for our book sales. And I pulled out a bookmark, and the bookmark was from 2006, and it was a vote yes on the library bond. Pretty pristine. Somebody must have picked it up and put it in their own book, and it sat there for 11 years or so. That was, it was fun to see it. It was a stack of, the logo was a stack of books, and on top of it was the old fashioned CRT terminal. So things have changed a lot since that bookmark was printed. But yes, we're very excited about the library's 10th anniversary, and we're looking forward to a great year of events and, looking at where the library is going to go in the next 5 years and 10 years.
Yeah, you guys are doing a great job of looking out and forecasting strategically about our library. And I know that a lot of people think, wow, we have this huge library. How could you need to do anything else, right? But technology is changing, and we all have to change with that. So,
It is. It's, I've been a librarian 30 years. I started when I was a little child.
Okay.
And libraries have made significant changes. I mean, technology certainly has changed the way we do things. Although I like to say that we're still at the core, it's all about the book, especially in our community. But we've just added all these other elements and expanded the way that we serve the community. I do wish I had a crystal ball so I knew what was next. But we also have the advantage in Marshalltown is I can look at other libraries that are very cutting edge around the country and see what they're doing, see what's been successful, and then adapt that for our library. So we're lucky in that way because we do have a clientele, a community that wants, they do want the newest and neatest, things and gadgets and gizmos. But also we have a little time that we can make sure that we're doing it appropriately. And we're also being good fiscal stewards of the public dollar, which is very important to us.
Good, good. That's good to know. So congratulations to you. Let's talk, what's your staff look like? Let's talk a little bit about your number of your staff and
what's it take
to run that library?
I always say I have the best team in town. There's 8 of us full time. That's including myself. And then we have another 12 part timers. We have an amazing staff. And I have to say that maybe I should say it publicly now. Many of you know and love Sandy Gowdy. This will be Sandy Gowdy's last year. Sandy has announced her retirement. I'm probably letting the cat out of the bag, but oh well. It's going to be a huge loss to the library, to the community. She is just such a rock. She's been there almost 30 years, but I'm excited for her. She's looking forward to her next adventures. So we'll be planning something special for Sandy. But I have a great team. Katie at Reference, Joa in Youth Services, Monica, who helps purchase all our wonderful DVDs, to Janelle, who I always say is my e-goddess, to all my part-timers, Teresa, who is also Joa's second in youth, which does so many amazing programs. We have a great team. We're there 7 days a week now, almost 60 hours a week, 4 nights. Every day, and every day there's something different at the library. I'm always amused when people tell me, I drove by the library today and the parking lot was full. Like, they seem surprised. And I can tell you that's most days that the parking lot is full for whatever the event is, whatever just the daily usage is.
Sure. So that, you know, that does bring us to, you just recently added some Sunday hours, and it sounds like from reading some of the things that that's been a real success for you.
It has. We just finished a year of Sunday hours this past fall. They are the three busiest hours that were open. So when I say that, is what I mean is the number of people that are in on an average hour, the Sunday hours are the busiest. We really have also heard a lot of great feedback from families. I've heard from dads, especially, who say, you know, we all lead busy lives. Monday through Friday, you're at work. Saturday, you've got all the errands. You've got T-ball. You've got soccer. And Sunday afternoon is, for many of them, that's the only time that they can come and bring their kids. So we're excited about that.
Sure.
So,
well, good. And I'm glad that worked out, you know.
It's been great.
So Sunday is an important day for families. So that's good to know. Yeah. So along as we're kind of going through the history here, you know, there was that. So you're a lead library.
We are we were the first newly constructed gold certified LEED library in the state of Iowa, which is leader in energy efficiency.
Okay.
And that was the designation when the library was built. And then it's been 5 years this year since we won the national medal. So it's hard to believe. I still see lots of people stop in the lobby and look at the medal, look at the pictures. I always joke that's me on a better hair day at the White House. You know, it's been a wonderful award. It's just meant a lot, I think, to the community. I do love to tell the story about it. And we are now not the only library in Iowa. Cedar Rapids won it last year, and we're very excited for them. And they have a wonderful story, especially after the flood when the building was devastated and had to be rebuilt. But it was kind of fun to be the first library in Iowa. And there are only five libraries chosen a year. So it's a
quite
huge honor. Yes.
Great. That's exciting. Good for Marshalltown. So we want to go ahead and we'll take a quick break, and we'll be back, and we're going to talk a little bit about all the programming that takes place at the library. Did you know that Marshalltown has 69 different restaurants? That's right, 69 different places to eat, and 17 of those restaurants are downtown Marshalltown. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau, and I'm excited to let you know we have a guide to all the local eateries, from fine, casual, or ethnic dining to pizza, quick eats, coffee houses, and other area eateries. The Marshalltown CVB, the Guide to Local Eateries, can point you in the right direction no matter what your taste might be. We are also proud of all of our restaurants. This colorful and durable guide is a convenient size to keep in your car or purse. Restaurants are divided by category and all have addresses, phone numbers, and web pages. These guides can be picked up all over town in restaurants, hotels, and convenience stores. Come down to the CVB office to pick them up at the Fisher Community Center, or just give us a call at 753-6645 and we'd be glad to set some aside or drop them off. Treat yourself to the diversity of our restaurants right here in Marshalltown. Come join us and discover our world of flavors right here in Marshalltown.
Are you an experienced mechanic looking for a job where you don't have to provide your own tools? Well, listen up. The Iowa Department of Transportation is now hiring four. That's right, four full-time mechanics to diagnose and repair heavy equipment at the Ames Repair Shop. And the DOT will provide all the tools to get the job done. If you have at least 3 years of full-time mechanic work experience in automotive or heavy equipment repair, this may be the job for you. Candidates with fabrication and electrical skills are also desired. Applicants must possess a commercial instruction permit upon hire or a valid Class A CDL with air brake and tanker endorsements. The Iowa DOT offers a competitive salary, flexible schedule, and comprehensive state benefits package. Application deadline is January 22nd. For complete position details or to apply, visit iowadot.gov/careers. That's iowadot.gov/careers. The Iowa DOT is an equal opportunity employer.
And welcome back, Experience Marshalltown. Convention and Visitors Bureau Director Val Ruff hosting.
Good morning. So today on Experience Marshalltown, Sarah Rosenblum, the director for the Marshalltown Public Library, is joining me. We just kind of recapped a little bit of the history and the fact that the library is celebrating their 10th anniversary in December. It just seems like it was just built. It was just new the other day. But it's a beautiful library. And Sarah, I wanted to visit with you a little bit about some of the other area libraries that are in Marshall County. You know, we've got a lot of little smaller communities that surround us that have some really neat libraries. And I was just thinking of the one that's in State Center that's doing quite an expansion right now. And I know, I think you guys, do you get together with them and and talk about what's going on in the library world.
We sure do, Val. There are actually 7 libraries in Marshall County, including ourselves. Of course, we're the big fish. But there are 6 libraries in State Center. It's very exciting. They are doing an expansion of their historic building, which was donated by a community member. Mara Edler does a great job there. And so I'm excited to see it in the spring when it'll open. It's going to really increase their size. It's going to make their building much more accessible, which has been a concern for them. So that's very exciting. And I know they're keeping it in with the current building, though. So that's exciting that they're maintaining the architectural integrity. There are also libraries in LeGrand, in Gilman, in Melbourne, in Laurel. I know I'm missing somebody. Albion.
I think the LeGrand Library is even looking to expand.
LeGrand's actually looking to build a new building. Okay. Shelley Barron there is doing a great job. She's gotten a lot of good funding, you know, trying to really maximize donations and grants. And so they need a new library. Sarah at Melbourne's just done a terrific job since she came on board a couple of years ago. They're just all the little libraries add to the community. And then the state really helps out all libraries with something called Open Access and Enrich Iowa. And so that way, I don't know if people know that literally you can get a card at almost every library in Iowa. There's a few that don't participate. And so we, for instance, with Emerson in town, we have a lot of people that commute, but they have library cards, especially they're fond of the audiobooks. They can use our library. But also, and we don't talk about it a lot, is that you can get a card anywhere and you can return an item. So if you were Cedar Rapids and you came here and you used our library and you checked out something, you could return it at the Cedar Rapids Library and they'll mail it back to us.
Wow.
And then that charge is reimbursed by the state. So that's kind of nice because, sometimes we'll get things for an interlibrary loan, but sometimes people want something in a hurry and they'll drive to Ames or they'll drive to Ankeny or Des Moines, or they'll drive to, Tama to get something. So,
it's
a great way.
Well, that's good to know.
Yep.
That is good to know. So let's talk a little bit, Sarah, about, I know you've got a lot of programs that you have going on, and there's some things coming up in the future that's kind of exciting. So I'm just going to let you take it away and talk about your programming, because I think you guys do an amazing job and bring in some excellent authors and speakers and writers.
Well, we do have a lot of great ongoing programs, especially for youth, of course, story time, regular story time hours. And then last year we added a bilingual story time, which has been really popular. We added a chess club that meets, I believe it's the 2nd and 4th Sunday of the month. It's all volunteer. So if you're interested in learning to play chess. But we do have some exciting things coming up. Of course, in February is our big book sale. So this is a great time. If you want to start your spring cleaning early, bring us your donations, your books, your DVDs, even record albums. Please, no encyclopedias or old textbooks. But other than that, we'll take all of your really wonderful things, and we use those dollars to help buy new things. And then in March, we're excited to tell you that we're having Chuck Long, the University of Iowa quarterback, and I believe he's a sports commentator. All my staff know that I'm not a sports person, so I'm never up on all the sports things. So he will be at the library talking about his new book, and so we're excited about that. And then in April, we're having the best-selling author, Paul Kicks. Paul is an Iowa native, and he has written his first book, and it's just gotten rave reviews. It's a nonfiction book, but it's written like a thriller. It's about a gentleman during World War II who was a saboteur for the good guys, for our side. It's a wonderful book. It's been, maybe you've seen it in the Wall Street Journal or USA Today. We're very excited that we're going to be hosting Paul. He's doing very few appearances at smaller libraries. So again, this is thanks to Sandy Gowdy, who is a friend of Paul's mom.
Okay.
So hey, connections and networking is always what helps. So we're excited about that. And then we're looking forward to things later in the year. Joa's working with a best-selling children's author. I'm not going to say who it is because right now we still haven't nailed it down, but we're excited about that. And we're looking for some other things to do. And again, a lot of times we hear about things because people have connections. So, hey, mm-hmm. If you went to school with Joseph Kaczynski, the director,
yes.
I would love to have him at the library.
Wouldn't that be fun to have Joseph come back?
Yeah. So, it's really a lot about connections. We had last year William Kent Kruger. We got that through Beaverdale Books. That was a huge program for us. So seriously, if you do know somebody or you think of something that would be interesting, you know, everything from genealogy to, I just saw that Ames did something on bats. I think bats would be popular here.
Sure.
We had the Honey Queen. I have to say we had the Honey Queen last fall. Boy, does she know her stuff. I wasn't sure what the duties of the Honey Queen were, but she actually is like a beekeeper, and she was really knowledgeable, and she was great with the kids, of course.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So
but lots of good stuff going on.
There is. There's a lot of exciting stuff. It's on our website. It's on our flyers. It's in the lobby, you know, when you come in the library. So please,
sure.
Certainly on the events calendar that the chamber puts out. So It's on the big board, and I love the new big board in Hy-Vee because now I can read the whole event when I drive by.
Yes. 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 So that's exciting. So thank you for sharing, you know, that programming. And as you were speaking, Sarah, the other thing I think that folks maybe are not aware of, or sometimes we forget, is that you have small little meeting rooms, and then you also have some facility space.
We do.
That I know has been quite busy.
Oh, yes, yes. I think last year we hosted over 400 meetings and 15,000 visitors to our meeting space. So the big room, and many of you attended programs there, local government, actually county and state meet there. And then, of course, there's lots of civic programs, social services, nonprofits meet there. And then, of course, we host a lot of programs. And then in our smaller meeting rooms, which two of them hold up to 10, we get a lot of groups, again, like the Garden Club or Marshalltown Development Fund meets there. And then we have the two small rooms that really hold up to 4. So the rooms are always hopping. They're always busy. And, you know, we're happy to see people in there. And, you know, and we get a lot of people that come to town for events. We're always excited that the city's hosting things in the community because, you know, that's great. And, you know, so people, we do get people who say, oh, you know, my wife's here doing something, so I'm going to spend a couple hours at the library with my laptop with the Wi-Fi, or I'm just going to pick up some of your magazines and read. So
sure.
it's a good space to just kind of hang out if
yeah.
you have some time.
And it's a great location.
Yep.
You know, it is a really nice location. It's easy, accessible.
Yep. So, and we have great parking.
And
I
you have,
say,
yeah,
do not
you do have great
discount
parking.
Discount the value of good parking.
Yeah, especially in the downtown.
Yes.
So we will be back for our final segment of Experience Marshalltown just shortly. Did you know that Marshalltown has 69 different restaurants? That's right, 69 different places to eat, and 17 of those restaurants are downtown Marshalltown. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau, and I'm excited to let you know we have a guide to all the local eateries, from fine, casual, or ethnic dining to pizza, quick eats, coffee houses, and other area eateries. The Marshalltown CVB, the Guide to Local Eateries, can point you in the right direction no matter what your taste might be. We are also proud of all of our restaurants. This colorful and durable guide is a convenient size to keep in your car or purse. Restaurants are divided by category and all have addresses, phone numbers, and web pages. These guides can be picked up all over town in restaurants, hotels, and convenience stores. Come down to the CVB office to pick them up at the Fisher Community Center, or just give us a call at 753-6645 and we'd be glad to set some aside or drop them off. Treat yourself to the diversity of our restaurants right here in Marshalltown. Come join us and discover our world of flavors right here in Marshalltown.
Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer in the United States, but it doesn't have to be. There is strong scientific evidence that screening for colorectal cancer beginning at age 50 saves lives. If you're 50 or older, getting a colorectal cancer screening test could save your life. Be sure to contact your doctor to schedule a testing, or please call the Meskwaki Health Clinic to set up an appointment at 641-484-4094. This message is from the Sac and Fox Tribe Health Clinic health educator Ashley Ellsworth.
We've all heard of the golden rule, treat others as you would like to be treated. But have you heard of the platinum rule? The platinum rule is to treat others the way they want to be treated. At Members First Community Credit Union, that's me first banking. Whether you prefer banking from your mobile phone or in person at one of 7 branch locations, Members First lets you bank your way. Discover me first banking with Members First. Call, stop in, or visit membersfirst.com. That's members, the number one, ST.com.
And welcome back. It's our final segment with Val Ruff and Experience Marshalltown.
Thank you, Kyle. So Happy Thursday, everybody. On Experience Marshalltown today, we have our featured guest is Sarah Rosenblum, and she is the director of our Marshalltown Public Library, and we're learning all this great information about our library and all the great amenities that it has. So, Sarah, one of the things I know that you share every once in a while that I always think is just amazing is the statistics of all of the individuals that use the public library. And I know that you have, I don't know, there's a lot of information, but I just thought maybe there's a few numbers that you could pull out, maybe share with the listeners about people, the numbers of individuals that are using this library.
Sure. Well, we are open now 7 days a week. And, you know, the library gets a lot of use by both local residents, county residents, and then people from all over the state. I believe we have about 33,000 cardholders. So when you think about the population of Marshalltown, which is only 27.5, the county, I believe, is about 40,000. And as I mentioned before, you know, anybody pretty much can get a card in the state of Iowa. And we have about 300,000 people come through the door every year. People who come for the library, they come for meetings, they come to meet somebody there, you know, they come to do their homework. Circulation numbers, just about the same too. What we're finding across the nation, book circulation is actually falling in some places, and ours has fallen a little, but people overall are coming to the library for additional purposes and resources. So, and I think the way people gather information has changed. Mm-hmm. We are just starting to track, we'll be tracking this year website hits. It's not something that we've had the ability before to see how many people are using our website. For instance, we just added last fall Consumer Reports online. So now you, if you wake up on Sunday morning and your, you know, refrigerator's gone, you know,
kapooey.
On the Fritz, kapooey, and you got to buy a new one. You could go online with your library card, so make sure you get your card ahead of time. You could check out the reviews, and then you'll be equipped with the knowledge that you need. And we're already seeing a really big use of Consumer Reports, so we're excited about that. I think, and also they put daily news in every day, so there's really interesting articles about, you know, how to protect your car in the winter and, you know, what kind of life insurance you should own. So, you know, you can use that both in the library and our computers, or you can use it from home. Other stats, like I said, I know we have about 15,000 people a year come for meetings. I know that there are over 400 meetings. That may be just our meetings. I have to check those numbers. But between our story times and our events and all the things that we do, the movies, the last Monday of the month, Tom LaVille does a great job on the movie, and he's got a small devoted group. It used to be 6 or 8. Now it's anywhere between 15 and 25 people come to Tom's movies, and we have free lemonade and popcorn. So that's always a fun event.
I'm going to stop you, and I would love to learn a little bit more about that. Movies on the last...
Usually it's the last Monday of the month.
Last Monday, okay.
Like I said, Tom LaVille, retired teacher, has a great following, and people just love it, and they come. It's at 2 o'clock in the big room. And, you know, it's a lot of fun and different movies. And Tom is a wealth of information about movies, and especially if a movie has an Iowa connection.
Okay. That's good to know. I just love hearing those stats. I'm just amazed at all of the, you know, the use of the library. And that's exciting. And I think we need to understand it's a very important resource that we have here in the community. And I also see it from a Convention and Visitors Bureau as an attraction.
Yes.
You know, it really is. And it's so. And then the other thing that I want to, before we kind of part ways here, is talk a little bit. I know there's a Friends of the Library. So you have a really nice volunteer group, too.
We do. The Friends of the Library is an important support organization for the library. We have, I believe, close to 300 members, volunteer board. Jeff Hutton's a wonderful president. And, you know, if you're not a member of the Friends of the Library, I urge that you think about joining. Our dues. The dues are pretty low. They give us over $20,000 a year for books. This year they'll be giving us $5,000 for programming. They pay for some other things. The Friends support almost a major part of the programming, although the levy money has allowed us to expand programming, and that was one of the things that we talked about with the community. But, you know, if you're not a friend, please join the friend. You can go online and do it on their button on the website, or you can come by and pick up a form, and we'd be happy to have you join the friends.
And we should mention you have a new website.
The city has a new website, and the library will be rolling out a new website.
Oh,
so, yes.
Exciting.
Yes.
Okay. So all of the, there's multiple ways to find the library. to get information on the library. If you don't want to just stop in. Anything else that you want to share?
And I will just add, since you talked about economic development, I do feel now that the library is open on Sunday. We've heard from many of our community residents who live within 30 miles. It's one more reason to come to the city on a Sunday, come to the library, get your books, do some shopping at Menards or Hy-Vee. So I know that the library helps with the economic development
definitely.
In this town.
Yeah, so thank you for all you and your staff and your volunteers, too, for our community, Sarah. And thanks for being with us today.
Oh, well, thank you for having me.
I want to take one quick minute and just remind folks, Sarah mentioned it earlier, that you can go to the Convention and Visitors Community Calendar at www.marshalltown.org. Click on the Events tab, look at that calendar, and if you want to add an event for something you have coming up in 2018, I just want to encourage you to get your events on the calendar, even if it's later in the year, so that folks can use that calendar. So thanks for listening on Experience Marshalltown.